Boker Tov Chevra. Last week we began to explore the world of Yichud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's guidelines for a proper approach to space. And last week we began specifically to focus on the question of where. Particular locations, particular situations which are just public enough that they don't pose an issue of Yichud. Today we take up the second question, the question of who, with which people do I simply not have a concern of Yichud. Chiefly relatives, because the source in Chumash for Yichud, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, and Daf Pei Mebeis, comes from a pasuk we're laying a couple weeks from now, Parshas Re'eh, that implies that we have no concerns about a mother and son being alone together. Implication being, but if the man and woman in question aren't related in that sort of way, then there would be a yichud concern. So there's no issue yichud between a mother and a son, or mother and son-like situations. What are some of the other mother and son-like situations? So the Tanaim tell us explicitly in the Mishnah that same is true for a father and daughter. Parents and children have no concern of yichud. The Bach fills in, called by the Pesachei Tshuva. The same is true for grandparents and grandchildren. Nothing wrong with being alone, even for an extended period of time, with grandfather, granddaughter, grandson, grandmother. A rich discussion amongst the Amoraim and the Rishonim. How about siblings? The Mishnah is quiet about siblings. The Gemara is not quiet about it. And appears in the Shulchan Aruch to be a machlokas between the Machaber and the Ashkenazi poskim. But I think nowadays, my impression, not only Ashkenazim, but Sfaradim as well, largely are mako. We assume, lahalacha, that there is no concern of short-term yichud between brother and sister. Well, the Gemara does make the point that unlike between parents and children, grandparents and grandchildren, there should be a short-term situation, not a long-term residence. There will be specialized cases when there's a unique family situation, a blended family. Poskim have discussions about how yichud works in that situation. If one finds oneself in such a situation, should certainly seek a consultation with a wise, highly competent and sensitive posek to figure out all the issues of to what extent yichud is in play. The other major situation where I have no issue yichud, or among men, so I'll speak from the perspective of the male situation, I have no issue yichud with a woman because of who she is, independent of the location, depending who else there is, other than when I'm related to her, is the Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph talks about Bala Be'ir. I'm allowed to be alone with a woman who is married if her husband is quote unquote in town. And the Gemara tells a story about that, and the story implies that although I can be alone with a woman if her husband's nearby, her husband's in town, but that kula is not in play. That kula is not valid if she and I are familiar. If she's my sister-in-law, she's my cousin, we've known each other for a very, very long time. If you have more familiarity, so that dampens, that neutralizes the otherwise heter of Baal Be'ir. There is a rich discussion we've shown about the what and why of Baal Be'ir. My impression, the predominant view in Poskim, that's certainly the view of Shechter, is to assume like the Rambam, the Chazon Ish, the Chidah, who see this as, who see Baal Be'ir, the logic of Baal Be'ir, is that a married woman in a normal, healthy situation, a married woman whose husband is nearby will feel a certain degree of added inhibition because of her husband's proximity, and that added inhibition dampens the concern of yichud. That's why it doesn't really matter whether I'm alone with this married woman in her home or in her office, some other location. It doesn't matter whether there's a chance that the husband will actually show up or not. And it's probably, it doesn't have to do with how large the city is. Even if I'm in a major metropolis, it would take a long time to travel from point to point. If there's a sense that her husband is in proximity, her husband's in the same town, the same municipality, so that sense of proximity is an inhibiting factor, and that typically eliminates the concern of yichud. And that explains also why the Gemara says the exception to this heter is if Libo Gaspa, if she and I are particularly comfortable, so then that familiarity sort of counterbalances the inhibition of Baal Be'ir. That familiarity disinhibits, and in that case of Libo Gaspa, when she and I are particularly comfortable, even for the most appropriate of reasons, that eliminates the heter of of Baal Beer are closed for now. We'll wrap this up tomorrow. Talk about some other Heterim of Yichin, but close for now with one key point. We ended today with the topic of Baal Beer, and the last time the topic of Pesach Pasuach. An important point about both of these is the point the Gemara makes on the top of Kiddushin Pei Aleph and elsewhere in Ksuvos, and that is whenever you think about the Hilchas Yichud, you always, in order to figure out if a situation is kosher, there are two tests you're seeking to pass. There are two questions you're seeking to ask. Number one, you want to figure out, technically, is this Yichud, or do I have a Heter in place? No, it's not technically Yichud, because we're related, because Baal Be'ir, because Pesach Pasuach. So that's question number one. Question number two, which I additionally have to ask myself, is this situation appropriate? Is there something sketchy about it? Is it what the Gemara refers to as Mechur HaDavar, Lo Tov HaShmua? Yeah, technically it's Baal Be'ir, technically Pesach Pasuach, but it doesn't feel right, it's inappropriate. Or does it pass the propriety test as well? In order for a situation to be kosher, it has to pass both tests. There has to be some technical heter of yichud, like Baal Be'ir, like Pesach Pasuach, like Anoshim Rav V'Anoshim Ravos. Plus, you also have to pass the propriety test as well. Have a fantastic day.